Okay, we are right now. We just left a cliffhanger. I'm sure none of you slept last night, probably, because it was such a cliffhanger. The Gemara, just a reminder what we did yesterday. Rabbi Akiva has four psukim. It has four nitmates, right? And Rabbi Akiva likes the vav, so he counts. And therefore, there are four drushes that are brought down. Each time it's telling her she's coming to have something. The Baal, the Boel, Truma, Kohen. Okay, those are the four things that woman cannot. What does it mean? It means she's a bas kohen. She cannot marry, or even she's not a bas kohen. She can't marry into the kohen family anymore if she's accused of being a sota. By the way, any woman whose husband divorced her also can't marry a kohen. So the case of here is that she's a sota, her husband dies before the process finishes. She's a widow. Widow can't marry a kohen, but not this widow. She's a sota also. Truma means that if she's a bas kohen, let's say, and she divorces her husband divorces her, and they have no children, she goes back to her father's house, and normally, if she wasn't a sota, she could have truma, because she's a bas kohen. She has no kids who aren't kohanim, and her father's a kohen. But this woman can't, because she's a sota. That's what the last nitmase means. Rabbi Shmuel only has three nitmases. He doesn't darshan the vav. But what does he have? He has baal, boel, truma. The third one is truma. It says, if truma is pasul, he can't eat truma, and truma is less quick to be lost than marrying a kohen, because a woman who's divorced with no kids can still have truma, but cannot marry a kohen. And here she already lost her truma. Nitmase means that she's coming from eating truma ever again. So then kal v'chomer, that she cannot be with a kohen anymore. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. You skipped. How could you skip? Maybe. Mimai is a kral of truma. V'kahuna asa v'kal v'chomer. Go back a few lines. About eight lines from top of Chav Tetzman Aleph. How can Rabbi Shmuel say that the pasuk is needed for truma, or from where do you know that's needed for truma? And kahuna, we learn out through kal v'chomer from truma. Dilma keeps the kahuna. Maybe the pasuk. Yeah, we mentioned last time also. You should first do the less big of chiddush when you learn a drush out, and that would be kahuna. And therefore, truma should be shari. There's no fourth pasuk, and truma should be allowed if she's a bas kohen and her husband, accused her of being a sota. Either divorces her or he dies. She goes back home and she'd be able to have truma. Maybe that should be the case. Says the Gemara, Amar Lacham, in the eighth line, tenth line from the top of Chav Tesam Aleph. Given a very difficult time, I'm warning you. Says the Gemara, no. Amar Lacham, Mistabra Dumya de Baal Uboel. It's probably most likely that it belongs, the sota is the case of the third nitmase, which is about the case of the of Truma, because that is similar to Baal and Boel. Again, the word nitmase teaches us Asa the Baal, Chav Tesam Aleph, Asa the Boel. Right, and now a third thing. Well, truma is most like the case of baal and boel, more than kuna. Why? Because ma baal u boel mechayim. If you say someone's usher to the baal, rush to the boel, that means that they're both still living. The baal is still alive, the boel is still alive. And so the only case we would have of kahuna is when her husband's dead already. How do you know? Why is the only case you can have which is possible to eat truma is when her husband's dead? Sorry, I mean not truma of kuna when her husband's dead. Because if she was married to somebody and not married to her anymore, one of two things happens. Either how can someone not be married to someone anymore? Either they get divorced or the guy dies. If they get divorced, right, then that means that the baal is still living, but then she can't marry a kohen. That's the rule. But the case of Baal and Boel, the Baal is still living. So that's not relevant. That's not the case. I don't need that drusha that she can't marry Cohen. She used to be divorced. And divorced women don't marry Cohen anyways. If the Baal was dead, then maybe you need a drusha. The problem is that Baal and Boel means that they're still alive. So I'm assuming if Baal and Boel are still alive, then the case that we're going to have the third inmates, then they're also still alive. So I don't need the case of Cohen anymore because they're still alive. That means that she's divorced. And a divorced woman can't marry Cohen. We know that with not being a sota even. So must be the case is that she's someone who lost, who loses her right to have truma. And that would be shayach dafka, even if the baal and boel are still living. Is that clear? Say it one more time. The baal and boel, again, when we say you're also the baal, because the baal is still alive. You're also the boel, because the boel is still alive. Meaning everyone in the scene is still alive. We have now two things we're trying to figure out still. What is she usher to next? To marry a kohen again, or to have truma? Only one of those two would make sense to teach us special din, if the Baal and Boel are still living. And that is that she can't have truma. Because a divorced lady who goes back to her father who's a kohen and has no kids can't have truma normally. If they are not you, you can't have truma. A divorced lady can never marry a kohen after she's divorced. There's no need for a special drusha that is sota, right? Unless the husband died. That's not what the case of the Baal and Baal are. So if we're going to have nitmeis three times, and teach us A, B, and C, they should all be similar to each other. That means that they're all still living. So if they're still alive, the only thing that would make most sense to learn out from nitmeis is truma. And once you know truma, Kohen is kal v'chomer. You hear that? See that inside of this last part of here? Again, rather, it's got to be the ma baal, do me the baal baal, ma baal baal, mechayim, av truma na mechayim. That comes to exclude the case of a Kohen, the only time you can even have a hobby to marry a Kohen, where you tell me now she can't, would be only if her husband died. And that's not what the first nitmeis was about, so therefore we assume this was not about that either. So now, Rabbi Yishmael has such a good point. How about Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva, how come you need the fourth pasuk? Doesn't that have been a good point for you also? Rabbi Akiva, again, we said had four pasuk, right? Why did he have a fourth pasuk? Just take the Kal Vachomer. Rabbi Akiva, do me the Baal HaBoa, less like. He doesn't make this drasha. He doesn't feel the nitmeis about three times because they have to be the same as each other. No, it could be different. He doesn't hold by the idea that it has to be like Baal and Boel. It's true, it was written by Baal and Boel, but they're all dependent in him. You don't use that logic. Vinami, alternatively, another shot we can give. This is a very interesting idea, which I'm not going to enter next. I don't understand it fully. I know I can read explain it to you, but I don't understand when to use this rule. Or you could say, Islay, he has the following, he does believe that it's due to Baal and Boel. Islay means there is to him that idea that it should have been like Baal and Boel. Really, in theory, you could have learned Truma, and you could have learned Kahuna from there as a Kal V'chomer. But, Milsa Asa B'Kal V'chomer, Tarak B'Kasa L'Kra. There are things that could have been learned out through logic that the Torah still goes out of its way to write. When do you apply that rule? I have no idea. It's something I've been struggling with for a long time. Not religiously struggling with. I believe in God fully, and the Rabbanan and the Gemara. But I don't understand when to apply this concept. But here the concept is that even though there could have been a way to learn this now without writing the pasuk at all, but we still, there are times we still write the pasuk anyways for a reason. I don't know. I'm not fully sure I understand that point. But that's what the Gemara says. So Tari Kiva got to his conclusion to the four pasuk. Fine. Amar Gidol Marav. For those of you who came right now, it's a little bit new. We can kind of happen right now. To remind you, we said before, it's about 40 lines from the top of the page. We said before, and we said that we compared the suffix of Tumma to the suffix of Sota. Remember the suffix of Sheretz, suffix of Sota. Why, first of all, how can we learn the Kal V'chomer from Sota to Sheretz? And the suffix is like Vadai. Remember why? Why can I allow a Sheretz we learn out from the rules of Sota? Remember? That a suffix of Tumma we treat like a Vadai Tumma. Who remembers?
Just like Sheretz, touches something right away.
Even if what? Even if?
Not on, like, not on it.
Ooh, close. Even if it's not what? Shogi Kemezid, right? Remember Shogi Kemezid, Onus Karatzon. If it's an accident, it still affects the thing that makes it Tamei. A woman who is accosted, she is not Tamei, right? She's not also her husband. So over here we say if a Sota, which is quicker, it takes longer to be a Tamei. It doesn't happen necessarily right away. It has to be willing on her part. And we still treat her something like it's a Vadai. Because the pasuk said, "V'hi nitmeis, v'lo nitmeis, don't know which one it was." We say, "Well, to me no further, it's usher." So too, certainly we say that by sheretz as well. At one, we learn from a sota to sheretz. We have two rules attached to that. Learn from a sota. What's the rule then? It's only a rule by sheretz if what and if what. Rishut ha'yachid, like she was, the sota was in private. Rishut ha'yachid, then we say something is like it's vaday tamei, and the other one was lishael, which means that the thing that would be that was under question, whether or not it was Tamei, can be spoken to. Meaning it was a human being. Like she's a human being, so too, the sheriff has such a human being to make this suffix of Vadei, which is a Yachid. Those are the rules. The Gemara now says, Amar Gidol Marav, Davar Sheish Dasi Shal, Ebu Dasi Shal, Mehai Kronafka. We actually have a different source to learn out that the case of a sheretz is only Tamei if you have someone there you can ask, hey, you think you became Tamei just now? Yesh Vodas Nishel. The following pasuk, it says, V'abasar asher yigah b'chol Tamei, lo ye'achel. Basar, referring over here to basar kutchim, to holy meat, that became touched by something Tamei, it says, you cannot eat. That refers to, Vada Tamei hu, lo ye'achel. It sounds like over here, Das b'touch Tamei, which means, if we know it became Tamei, then you can't eat it. Hasafik Tamei, Safik Tawar, if you're not sure it was Tamei or not, Yochel, you can eat it. That's a drush we're making right now based on the lashon of the puzzle. And then the puzzle goes afterwards. Same puzzle goes on and says afterwards. But Ema Seifon, this next part of the puzzle says, next part of the puzzle, Abasar, Kol tahor yochal basar. Meat. Anyone who's tahor can eat meat. What does that imply? Badai tahor hu yochal basar. Only if you're definitely tahor can eat meat. Hasafik tamei safik tahor lo yochal. Implying if you're not for sure you're tamei, you're tahor or not, then you cannot eat the meat. So one second. I have seemingly two opposite, you know, I can make the diyuk. I can make an inference two opposite ways. The whole pasuk is after this. Vabasar asher yigla b'chol tamei lo yachel ba'esh yisareif. Vabasar kol tahor yochal basar. If you look at each statement, it's definitive. Tamei, you can't eat it. Meaning, if it's not tamei, we don't know, we're not sure. You probably could. Then we say regarding some basar, if you're tar, you can eat it. Meaning, if I'm not sure if you're tar or not, then you can't. Those are opposite diyuk we just made. How does it make any sense? We say it's very simple. The first pasuk was talking about, again, the basar being a suffix. Habasar asher yigla b'chol tamei lo yachel. If basar was touched something tamei, by something, and it could be a person, it could be a thing, by something, what was touched, what was affected by something tamei. I mean, now we're, what's under direct other question mark? The basar. If it's not clear, then it's okay. Only if it's definitely tamei, the basar, do we say that. Because why? Because the basar is ein bo das lishon. You can't ask the basar, hey, anything happened to you? It's a piece of meat, literally. You can't, it doesn't talk at all. And therefore, only if it's vada tamei, if it was tough and tummy for sure, then you can't eat it. Implying, if I'm not sure what happened to the basar, and you can't ask the basar about it, then we would say it's suffik would be tower. But the next one over here, the basar, comma, kol tahor yochal basar. Anyone who's tower can eat it. I mean, who is it going on the word tower here? Not the basar, a person, tower. Only when you're tower can you eat it. If we're not sure if you're tower or not, what we say there? You can't eat it. You know why? Because a person is someone who has das lishayel. That's a source. Gemara now says that what it's inside, the Gemara, outside, the Gemara says inside. Says the Gemara, Elav Shvamina. Rather, what's it teaching you? Is it not coming to teach you? Kan Shiesh Bo Das Lishayel. Our second case, when it says, Kol Tahor Yochal Basar, which means the suffik cannot eat it. If there's das lishayel, a suffik, when there's das lishayel, we treat the suffik kivadai tamin. Kan, in the first part, when it was the basar, we weren't sure what happened to the basar. Therefore, you can't ask the basar what happened. It can't speak. There, we're going to say that if you're not sure, it actually would be tower. So it says, tamei you can't eat. But safek you could eat in that case. And therefore, we have a pasuk telling me the same rule I learned out from Soto also. The Gemara asks, why do I need two sources for this? I already knew this whole connection to Sota, and therefore it meant it had to be something that was das lishayel. Why bring psukim when they aren't necessary at all? Which I'll tell you, the itzchik of Gidol Merav, we need this drush of Gidol Merav that told us. The itzchik of Gidol Merav, we also need to learn out from the din of Sota. Why? Deem Rav Gidol, if it only would have been from, sorry, the Rav, if only would have been from Gidol quoting Rav, the pasuk we just quoted is seemingly, Abasar al Shigal b'chol tamei lo yoch lo yeyachel, v'eishi sarev abasar kol tahor yochal tabasar. That pasuk, with the two opposite inferences that we learned out to be, depending on whether or not it was Dasli Shail or not. Then what could have happened? Havamina beim shziyachem beim shzirabim. There's no mention in the pasuk over here about where this happens. So now what do we think? That das lishayel, all that matters, doesn't matter where it happened, even if it's a rabbin. The pasuk didn't have any rishuyos talked about it. By sota, we knew it was just a yachid. Because sota happens, and something with sota happened privately. That's a no-brainer. But when it comes to over here, the pasuk of Gidol Merav, I wouldn't have a clue where it is. We would think that every case where there's das lishayel, something is tamei, even just a yachid, which is a rabbin, which is not true. So I need sota, I'll be more sota to tell me, no, only just a yachid. Leave me sota. I only learned from sota and not this pasuk. Have a mina adi gadas nogeya umagia. I'm going to compare it to sota. We have to have both the touchy and the toucher have to, when it comes to tuma, have to be dasi shayel. Why? Because the sota was both the man and the woman, right? It was a man and a woman who were allegedly the ones who committed the crime, who made each other tummy. Because we know when it comes to a dog, for example, and a woman, what's the halacha? Sota by a dog or not? No, how do we know? It says the pasuk, the eno ish. An eno, not pasuk, it says the mishra. An eno ish cannot make a sota. What's eno ish? We said it was a dog. It was not a what?
Animal.
No, it wasn't that. That was the topic. Eno ish means an animal. It was not referring to a, we had two other things we rejected. It's not referring to a, an eno ish.
Someone who can't.
Excellent. A shachuf. Someone who can't. Very good. Or?
Someone who didn't have a relationship.
Okay, that's something else. Something else. It's true also not this part. Or what? That was Shachuf. Was it the disease one? The other one was?
I don't know.
What's that?
Was that someone
Which one? Island. Something else? Goy. A goy, we said, right? It could be a goy. It could be a shachuf. It can't be an Eno Ish, which is a behema. So which means that in the Sota case, that both people involved, both were people involved. Means if you only had Sota, what would you think to say? You need das and shachuf both by the what was touched and by what did the touching. Was not true. So we need to have Adika das nogea umagia, the toucher and the touchy. Therefore, we need to have both sources to tell me it's only the case of, you need both the Sota and the case of Gidol Merav, the puzzle that sounds like opposite impressions of whether you have to be Vade Tower to be allowed or Vade Tower not to be allowed. We explained that depends on Dasi Shal. And the Saki is even for the Yachid, only for the Yachid is a din, not for the Rav, because of Sota. And it's also that only the woman has to be Dasi Shal. Sorry, only the person who allegedly became Tummy right now has to be a person. And the thing that touched him can be even an animal, could be crawly. That would be no problem at all. From this possible Gidol Merav. Okay. And now for the hard part. This part's hard. A little information introduction to be helpful for all of us. Okay. Number one, we'll go back to our chart we had again. We have an Avatam. Okay. We have a Rishonatam. A Shani. Shlishi. Ravi. The rule is that Shani, all this over here can only be up to here is Adam and Kalim, Ochlin, Mashkim. This over here is Truma and Kodesh. What this means is as follows. It's important to understand. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 levels of Tumah and Tiri. The Abba Tumah is the source of Tumah. Okay? The source of Tumah. Like a Zav is an Abba Tumah. A dead body is called a Vehicle Tumah. Where is a dead body called Abba Tumah? Let's say Abba Tumah is the source of Tumah. A Rishon Tumah is someone touches Abba Tumah. And that could be anyone, anything. But other than Caleb cannot be less than a Rishon. That's where they stop. A Shani and other is not somebody as a Shani. Meaning, if the Zav touched someone else, that someone else is not Tumah. Okay, only the first someone is tummy. Only Ochlin and Mashkim can become tummy. Okay, as a shady. And that's chulin. These are all chulin. Things that are not sanctified. Of course, anything that's like, of course, we're tummy with any of these things. Shlishi would be Truma and Kodesh can get ruined if a Shlishi touches them, meaning as a Shlishi. If a shady touches them, Ochlin and Mashkim, a shady touches Truma or Kodesh, they're ruined. And Ravi would be Kodesh. Truma is the idea when you take off your field, and Kodesh is like the Korbanos. This over here, I should say over here, Shani is really also the world of Meiser. We'll see Meiser Shani. We'll get back to that point very soon. Okay, that's important for us to know. That's part one. Okay, yeah. Because over here, it's even Kodesh. I mean, you're right. I could ignore it. But Kodesh also, and here only Kodesh. But you're right. Same thing.
Wouldn't that be on any level, though? Like, should
Kodesh, all of them are Kodesh. Yeah. Correct. 100%. Correct. This is chart number one. Hopefully it's clear. Chart number two. When a Tumah becomes Tumah, there are three stages to its Tahara process. Okay? Mikvah. What's that? Tumah Yom is what you call someone to Mikvah, and it's not, and that's the next part. Give me 1 second. Somebody's called Tumah Yom. After Mikvah, you have Day. This is called Mechusar Kippurim. Korban, Torah. There's two parts to a purification process. Three parts to it. You go to the mikvah, the next day comes, give a korban the next day. Each of those parts, slowly but surely, we're sapping the ketumah out of you. So therefore, after the mikvah, which is still daytime, before night, so now you're called Tevul Yom. You're called that way until the day next day comes. Then you're called now the Chusar Kippur, because you're missing only the kapara that comes along with the korban, and the korban gives a final state of tahara.
Every
person who's tummy has this process.
Every single one.
And yeah, when you're tummy.
Like the second guy.
Which one? This guy over here?
Yeah.
The Rishon? Yeah, anyway, whenever you're the guy, Shady,
yeah.
It's never a guy. It's only food or drinks. Only food and drinks. Okay? So it's only food, only people. Or it could be, yeah, only people are going to be part of this category. Exactly. Oh, so who are you? Rishon? What's that? So it depends on what you're talking about.
What does it mean if your food's like?
So it means that I can, if I have a truma, tell me I have to destroy it. No one can eat it. It's destroyed. If I have truma, tell me I have to destroy it. No one can eat it. A sheni, we'll see in a minute what it means. Okay, because sheni is just chulin. You don't have to get rid of chulin food. Chulin food again. Maybe a kohen can't eat it, but a regular person is not makbid in tuma, maybe. But meiser sheni is something real. And if meiser sheni becomes tuma, if you haven't become sheni, then you would not be able to eat it. Puzzle. Okay, that's where it matters. That's all background information which we need. I think we can use that and see how far we get in the next 10 minutes, then we'll stop. What's that? New sugya. You ready? What's that? Nothing happened yet. This is all background. This is all you need to know right now. You didn't start anything yet. You stay with me, Josh. You're good. You're good. Not lost. We don't need to start. You can't be lost if we didn't start yet. But I will tell you one thing we have to know. The Mishnah said, to remind you of one thing that Rabbi Akiva says. You remember, Rabbi Akiva darshan out from a pasuk. That if you have a creepy crawly falling into a kli, right? We said that, what's that? Please tell me. And the bread inside says yitma, which meant what? It's tell me, and it makes other things tell me also, which means even, right? Yitma means not tell me, yitma means make something else tell me, future even. That was referring to a shlishi.
How did that bread
make because the word tell me means tell me, yitma means in future tell me.
Right, like how old is it?
Like this. So that's where it stops. I mean, this thing over here, let's say this shady would touch something, it's a shlichi. Here's the case, ready? Creepy crawly fell into a kli cheres, which then had inside of it a piece of bread. That bread can make something tummy. Shlichi. Now, that over here, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Shubha Yochai, was it again? Remind me? Rabbi, if only the eyes of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai would see this. He would have been so excited. Because he held, not like this, he held this, truma, is a shlishi. Okay? And why was he so worried about, Because he was afraid. They're going to forget about it. Excellent. Why did they forget about it? Because there was no pasuk for it. Says the Gemara over here, Ube Akha de Inlo, Lama Tame. Reuven ben Zakkai was worried that people would forget one day that Truma, that kadosh should become a shlishi. Truma could become a shlishi, I think it was. Shlishi means a third level of tumah, meaning that you can even go down, right? You have a baseline tumah, the tumah thing itself, touches a person, let's say, that person is called a rishon tumah. He touches now some bread, that bread is called a sheni tumah. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai felt if a sheni, this bread would touch truma, that becomes a shlishi tumah. But he had no pasuk for it. And he was worried one day they're going to uproot my rule. And then Rabbi Akiva came along, he's Talmud, and said, oh, meanwhile, I can prove to you, you know, we don't hold this way, you can even have a shlish v'tumah for chulin. What's his source? Pasuk that calls the bread, tameh, itma, right? You have a sheretz in here, is what the pasuk says. Sheretz falls into the klicheres. Touch bread, or the bread's in the klicheres also, and we say that bread, itma, which means in the future we'll make tameh. What do we make tamei? It means you can make a shlishi tamei even chulin. Yochanan Zakkai didn't agree, but if only he could have seen that his rule will be protected, because if that's held, kam chomer and truma, it will be protected. It will also be considered a shlishi. What's that? Chulin means, what does chulin mean? It means not kadosh truma, regular food. Whatever you have for lunch today was chulin. So usually we assume the more kadosh something is, the more sensitive it is to becoming tamei. Because it's holy, you get very careful with it. So that's regular, less careful with it. Well, kind of customers eating there, but we ate it Batara, maybe. We ate it in Yeshiva.
Ah, in
Jerusalem. That's true. Jerusalem, that's true. Fair.
Is that why?
Forgot where Jerusalem was. Got
it. Is that why the more kosher an item, farther
away from the source of the Because it's so much kosher. Exactly. The more kosher it is, the more sensitive to be. To, exactly. Correct. Okay, so we asked the final question now to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Ready? Here's the question. Once there's no pasuk. He has no pasuk to tell him. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, that's shlishi, is tamei even if it's chulin. Then lama tamei. Then how come he said it's tamei? Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, he said over here, he's worried. Wonder what's going to happen. No one's going to remember what he said by truma being a shlishi of tumah. Well, why did he say there was no pasuk for it? Some Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, mina Torah ain lo. We didn't kal v'chomer yeshlo. He had no biblical source for it, but he had a logical kal v'chomer for it. What was the kal v'chomer? Umat v'yom shemutter b'chulin. Posel b'truma, kikar sheni, Shepasal b'chulin. You know, din sheyaseh shlishi b'truma. Let's explain. Tvul yom. Over here. When's the mikvah that night, that day? Okay, he's not fully taller right now, but it's seeping out of him slowly but surely. The somebody's leaving him. The tvul yom. Allah with the tvul yom is he's allowed to eat chulin. Maaser sheni. He's holy. He's purified enough to be able to eat maaser sheni. Okay, which can become tameh, but he's not tameh. That tameh, he can eat it. He can't eat truma and husha with that status, but he can eat maaser sheni. Mechusar kippurim, each one goes one direction. He can eat this. He can even eat this, meaning truma, and he of course can eat anything. Okay, so this guy over here, tvul yom, he's allowed to eat maaser sheni.
That's the first thing.
First thing. After the mikvah. After the mikvah, the last day of tumah, you go to the mikvah before the night changes and turns to day, you're already here called tvul yom, you can eat maaser sheni. And this kikar sheni, this kikar over here, we mentioned that the case we had the bread that was in that kli, it became maaser sheni, it becomes tameh. Which means this thing right now is in a worse place than if he would touch it. Which means what's more tameh? The kikar sheni? The kikar is more tameh. Then the tvul yom. Why? Because tvul yom won't hurt this. And this is if it was tower. This tvul yom will not make this tummy.
Will tvul yom make your tummy?
Tvul yom will make. The maaser sheni would not, but you can't. You have to get rid of it though. You can't eat it. If it's tummy, you can't get rid of it. Yeah, you can't eat it. You have to get rid of it. This maaser sheni object, which we call kikar sheni, right? Left kikar sheni is like maaser sheni. Is more tummy than he can make it. So therefore, there's more tummy here. If you tell me it's full yom, back inside, who's allowed to eat chulin, even maaser sheni chulin? It's possible, but truma, but he could ruin truma. Then the kikar sheni, which is worse off, more tummy than he can even make it. It's more tummy than he can make it. She possible the chulin, it's possible chulin, meaning if it was maaser sheni, which is called chulin, but as maaser sheni becomes tummy, the rules, you gotta get rid of it, you gotta trash it. So if you have this maaser sheni, this chulin that became tummy, it has more tuma power than the tvul yom does. And tvul yom can make truma puzzle. And of course, maaser sheni can make truma puzzle. Chulin can make truma puzzle if it was a sheni and truma. A sheni of tuma. So now we have again the hierarchy is this. The tvul yom, regarding the rules of tuma, is less tummy. And the kikar sheni, it's less tummy than this piece of bread. The piece of bread has tumma that the tvul yom couldn't even give it. And therefore, we know tvul yom for sure, we know. We'll see whether or not we know that. We know tvul yom for sure, possels truma. If he touched truma, the truma would be ruined, because even though it's a minor tumma, truma is so special, even minor tumma hurts that. So kal v'chomer, so young man, kal v'chomer, but also possels truma. This is the rule. Okay? Now, words is not so fast. To have a kal v'chomer, it's got to be always kal versus always chomer. And this is not. Right now, we're suggesting that this tvul yom is always kal and kikar sheni is always chomer, but it's not true. Ikal nifra, I can reject that. How? Ma'al tvul yom shekein avatuma. ... Which is the question. Tvul yom always starts with where? With an avatuma. Meaning you, this person, you became tummy as an avatuma. You were a zav. You were a mitzora. Whatever it was, you became tummy through an avatuma. So it's true, you might have less tumma, but you started with stronger tumma. This kikar sheni piece of bread can never become an avatuma, ever. Rashi explains that one of the rules of avatuma is it has to be able to become tumma at some point in time. An avatuma has become tumma at some point in time. And since this avatuma, a human being, human, tvul yom, can become tahor at some point in time. And it starts as an avatuma. Even if it touches a dead body, it can be avatuma. Or it's a zav, so it's an avatuma. Meaning, it's usually this guy starts usually as an avatuma. So therefore, it's true he has less tumor right now in his body than kikar sheni does, but he still had the worst part of it in his body. He was an avatuma at some point in time. And therefore, that's more machmir than a kikar could ever be. Marcel Vier, I have 2 minutes and we'll stop. 1 second. Tesei mitzvul yom desheretz. But you could be a tvul yom because you touched a dead creepy crawly. Meaning, who says that you ever were an avatuma, this guy? Maybe he was never an avatuma. Maybe that what touched him was a sheretz, was a creepy crawling bug, and that's how he got to be Atame's Rishon. But he never was an Avatsuma. I mean, the fact that someone is a person does not make him that he started as an Avatsuma. Usually it is. A Zav, you were a Zav, that's an Avatsuma. You were a Bitzorah, an Avatsuma. You also could have been a Rishon Tzuma theory as your starting point. Maybe a sheretz, dead sheretz touched you. That was what made the Avatsuma. No, a person never comes a second. A person goes to a group, let's say, with someone's dead, a dead body, he becomes an Avatsuma. The dead body is Aviyavot Tzuma. It's like the highest body put him here, and he's an Avatsuma now. So a sheretz could have been the Av, and that made you a Rishon. Says who that you started as an Av. Versus of here, no, that's not a rejection. Why? Malat Fulyom the sheretz shkebimino Avatsuma. But it's full yom of a sheretz, meaning that even though it's true that the person was a full yom of a sheretz, but still mino, meaning people, mino means his type, meaning human beings, are people who can become avatuma. And therefore, a kikar never, even though you have been avatuma, but you can be an avatuma, you are a person who can get tuma on that level. A kikar shani never gets that level. So it's true that here it looks like this is more of kal, is more chamor, but in general in life, a human being is more machmir than a kikar. And therefore, you can no longer learn kal v'chomer from a human being to a kikar sheni. There's the Gemara, we'll talk over here, this last point. But one second. Kli cheres yochiach. The kli cheres can prove to us that even non-abatumable things can make. One second, get it properly. Kli cheres yochiach. That it can be metame truma. That even non ab. Okay, what's the whole cover we're doing? Depending on the cover here, that it's also possible truma. We're saying over here, Kli Cheres shows I don't need to have an avatuma thing, item, to make truma possible. Kli Cheres can never become an avatuma. You know why? Because you can never tap matara. I said avatuma, the rule is, has to be able to become tower, like a mikvah. This can never become tower. Because if Kli Cheres is tower, you have to break it. It doesn't never get fixed. It doesn't become tower. And therefore, it still makes truma possible. We know Kli Cheres does. So Kal v'chomer. So therefore, now it's not because the tful yom is an avatumable item. It's because stam has tumah, and also kli cheres, which is again, it's a not avatumah, and it can make something possible truma. Therefore, so too the kikar sheni makes a possible truma. Versus one second tful yom, that's a bad example. I'm sorry, kli cheres, bad example. Ma kli cheres shem tamim me'aviro. Kli cheres has a unique quality to it. It's also very machmir. How so? Even if you don't touch, the creepy crawling is in the airspace of the Kli Cheres, it makes the Kli Cheres tummy. Look, you can touch Kli Cheres even. So over here we're suggesting, one second, so that means it has its own level of Chumra. The Kli Cheres is also Chumra. And therefore maybe that's why it's able to make Truma puzzle. So you can't run after Kli Cheres, we say, yeah, it's true, but Tvul Yom Yochech, Tvul Yom isn't unique like that. And therefore, even the fact that Tvul Yom is able to puzzle Truma, so you see, you don't need to be this unique quality of Kli Cheres. We have these two unique cases. The Kli Cheres makes something avatuma. I mean, makes truma puzzle, and a Tvul Yom makes truma puzzle. They both have unique qualities. Tvul Yom's quality is that it is a avatuma type of thing. Human being is an avatuma type of thing. Kli Cheres' unique quality is that it has in it, it's unique that Aviro, it's Mitame Baviro. Which means even doesn't touch anything, but it's in the airspace, it all becomes tummy. Those are two very unique qualities. They both of these over here can make truma puzzle. By both of them. And neither one's unique item is what makes that the trick. So the Gemara here says, Over here we'll stop. The Chazar Adin.
Okay, over here comes the phone call. Over here.
The Chazar Adin, and now the Din goes back and forth. The rule goes back and forth. Lo rizek, rizek, lo rizek. Each one's on the other one. They both have different qualities to them. Hatzad Shava Shabbat, when they share in common, here's a different gears that we have in our Gemara. Let's say it was Shemutar Bechulim, Upostim Betruma, or also the Rashi has Shemetamin, Stam Metamin, Upostim Betruma. That it's Tameh. They are Tameh right now, and they can ruin Truma. So to anything, Kol Shekein, all the more. Oh, sorry, one second. That kikar sheni, which is even worse off than the tful yom, certainly, and neither one of these two qualities are what brings the tumah to the truma, because the psul to the truma, because we know that each one is independently as the quality on the other one. And therefore, both them still make Truma Pasul. What they share in common is that they are Mitame and they can Pasul Truma. So too, Kikar Sheni is Mitame and can Pasul Truma. This is confusing, and we're not even done with the confusing part yet. So we'll stop over here for now until we go to the meeting.